What up, what up, what up, y'all? Hi, Mike the Sports Guy, coming at you so fly. And today, we are kicking off our NFL season with our 2021 draft review of my Seattle Seahawks. Shout out to my 12s. Look, y'all, I'm excited. We are reviewing each and every Seahawk pick in this 2021 NFL draft. All right, y'all, let's kick it off with the straight facts. Look, this season for the 2021 NFL draft, we only had 3 draft picks, which quite frankly is piss poor. All right, now let me explain really quick why we only had 3 draft picks in this draft. 1, the Jamal Adams trade. We acquired safety Jamal Adams from the New York Jets for 2 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick. Y'all, I gotta keep it real for y'all. We overpaid. Jamal Adams is a top-in-the-box safety. I love him setting the sack record last year for safeties. Energetic guy, explosive. We overpaid for him. He's not worth 2 first-rounders in a 3rd. But with that being said, it's done. So let's let it be done. Also, we gave up a 7th-round pick and center B.J. Finney last year at the midseason point for Carlos Dunlap. I'm happy with that trade. Carlos Dunlap was a beast for us last season. And lastly, Gabe Jackson, we signed the guard from the Raiders for a 5th-round pick. We traded for him. Gabe Jackson allowed, according to Pro Football Focus, 0 sacks last year. Hey, I can't be mad at that. Can't be mad at that pick at all. So, with that being said, let's get into it. Seattle Seahawks had 3 draft picks for this season. GM John Snyder has never, I said never, had less than 8 selections in a draft in the decade he's been the general manager for the Seattle Seahawks. And 5 of that decade, he actually selected 10 or more players. So this is an abnormal year for us. Very strange year. 3 draft picks. Let's see what we did with them, y'all. So, in the 2nd round, pick number 56, we drafted Dwayne Eskridge, the senior receiver out of Western Michigan. Now look, Eskridge is 5'9", 190 pounds, and ran the 40-yard dash in 4.38, which for those of you who don't know is blazing fast. Look, he is a gadget guy, he is a slot receiver, he can play outside, and he's not afraid to mix it up in the run, which you know we love in Seattle. I don't hate this pick. I don't. In regards to draft need, my draft needs, I had offensive tackle 1, I had wide receiver 2, I had guard and center 3, tied with corner for 4. So guard and center were tied at 3 with corner. All right, so Seattle addressed the 2nd thing on my team draft needs. The reason I felt we needed a wide receiver is because my 12s, outside of DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, the rest of the receivers on our roster have a combined 16 receptions between them. 16 receptions? Besides DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, are you kidding me? That's piss poor. We needed a receiver. We needed a receiver bad. But with that being said, as much as I like Eskridge, I like his speed, I like his versatility, I like how he can be used in special teams. Excellent returner. In my opinion, our number 1 draft need, as I said before, was an offensive tackle. Dwayne Brown is 36 years old. He has already played more snaps at left tackle than the great Walter Jones. Who do we have behind him? Russell Wilson has already stated that he would like to get hit less. We need a left tackle protecting his backside. And when I look at the draft, who was still available, one guy that pops out in my mind is Brady Christensen, coming out of BYU, the 6'5" tackle. This is a guy who was still available. And look, I love Eskridge. I love his play. I love his grit. He's got that dog in him. With that being said, offensively, how many plays is he going to affect? Maximum, 25%? 30%? You get a guy like Brady Christensen who can come in and be your swing tackle, he could affect, if somebody gets hurt, 100% of the plays. as an offensive lineman, you're involved in 100% of every offensive play. Just the way it is. So I felt like what we could have done, honestly, my 12, is I felt like we could have traded down. I felt like we could have traded down maybe 5 selections, 6 selections, and got Brady Christensen out of BYU, and then got a receiver in the 3rd round. I'm looking at Amari Rodgers out of Clemson, 5'9", 210 pounds, perfect slot receiver, can start right now in the slot, and can play a little bit in the backfield. I see us using Amari Rodgers, if we drafted him, like the Niners use Deebo Samuels. I do, I see that. Or I saw that, rather. So, look, I'm happy about Dwayne Eskridge. I think he's got that dog in him. I think he fits our personality for the team. I just feel like we could have done more with the 2nd round, number 56 pick. That said, 4th round pick. We drafted Trey Brown, senior, out of the University of Oklahoma. Shout out to all the Sooners I know out there. Look, Trey Brown, 5'10", 185, ran the 40-yard dash in 4.4 flat, which, for those of you that don't know, is also blazing fast. One thing I got to say about us this year, we got faster. We got faster. These two guys are blazers. Look, let's get into Trey Brown a little bit. Instinctual. I love his grit. He's another dog. One thing I feel like we look for this year was some dogs. Some go-getters, some competitors. You know we're all about competition in Seattle. And we found some competitors. To me, the reason we drafted Trey Brown is because we love what we saw out of DJ Reed last year. They're both similar sizes. Like I said, Trey Brown's 5'10", 185. DJ Reed came from the San Francisco 49ers, and we originally signed him to play in the slot. He ended up playing excellent at outside cornerback. And I got him as our number one corner coming into this season. Trey Brown is right in that same ballpark. Gritty guy, fighter, scrapper, has no problem going against a running back to stop the run. And you know we love that in Seattle. Has no problem going to get the quarterback. Has no problem going to get the running back. Is a fighter, is a scrapper, and also can be used in special teams. I think Eskridge is better in special teams, but hey, Trey Brown's no sleeper in special teams. So we got two guys who can do multiple things. Some issues I have with Trey Brown, the pass interference. According to Pro Football Focus, he had 14 pass interferences in the last 2 years. 14. I think he's got that dog in him, but I also think he's going to take some time to adjust to the NFL level. Now, with that being said, you look at DJ Reed, Akilah Witherspoon, the corner we just got from the 49ers, Trey Flowers, Ryan Neal. All of these corners are set to be free agents after this year. All of them. So, I'm not upset at all we got a corner. We needed a corner. Yes, I think it's going to take Trey Brown time to adjust. But he's got that dog in him, and we needed a corner. Our top corners are all going to be free agents next year. It was a necessity, and for me, like I said before, I had offensive tackle as my number one need. I had wide receiver second. I had guard and center third. And I had corner tied with guard and center. So that addresses already with Dwayne Eskridge and Trey Brown, two of our overall needs in my book. Now, for our last pick, which we got in the 6th round, Big Stone Forsythe. Now, I didn't tell our viewers before, but we traded down in the 4th round from 129 to 137 in order to acquire a 6th round pick. So that would give us 4 picks in this draft. Originally, we had a pick in the 2nd, we had a pick in the 4th, and we had a pick in the 7th round. When we traded down from 129th in the 4th to 137, that gave us a 6th round pick too. So then we now would have a 2nd round pick, a 4th round pick, a 6th round pick, and a 7th round pick. What we did with that is we took our 7th round pick and our 6th round pick and traded up in the 6th to pick 208 to draft offensive tackle Big Stone Forsythe, the tackle out of the University of Florida, senior, 6'8", 307 pounds. This addresses my number one need for my 12s, a tackle. Y'all, Stone Forsythe, I had him projected going to us in the third or fourth. Stone Forsythe is a beast. Now, does he need work? Yes. Yes, he does. Now, first and foremost, I love Stone. I love him because I think he has all the tools to be a dominant left or right tackle. All the tools. Big, has good feet, can move, has natural feet, which you can't teach at 6'8", 307 pounds. With that being said, has some work to do. Has some work to do. His run blocking. His run blocking needs a lot of work. Now, Stone was asked about his run blocking, and he stated that at the University of Florida, they didn't run the ball all the time, and he feels very confident in his run blocking. I don't yet. I don't. He's a big man, 6'8", like I said, and quite frankly, sometimes that prevents him from getting low. He doesn't get low with his pad level and really engage his blocking. And in the NFC West, you better be able to run the ball, especially if you play for that 12th man. You better be able to run the ball. So I think playing behind Dwayne Brown, playing behind Brandon Shell, that will just help him. But he's got some work to do, even in his pass protection. I think he's a very natural pass protector. But sometimes he tries to go get the defender in pass protection. That gets him off balance. He's too big to be off balance. Because when he's off balance, a defensive end, an outside edge rusher, they got him. They got him. With that being said, I had Stone Forsythe as a fourth round, fifth round pick. So the fact that we can get him in the sixth when we desperately need a tackle, I'm all for it, y'all. I'm all for it. Whew. So, got through our three draft picks. I give us a C on this draft. I do. It's not because I don't like these players. I love these players. I love Dwayne Eskridge. Like I said, I think we could have got more out of that pick, but I love Dwayne Eskridge. Or I strongly like him. I like Trey Brown. These guys are all dogs. And I love Big Stone Forsythe. Or rather, I strongly like Big Stone Forsythe. I don't love anybody until I see production. That's just how I am. But I strongly like these players. The reason I give us a C is because we only had three players to pick. We only had three players, and that is frustrating for me. That, whereas a Seahawks fan, I can't give you a B. I can't give you an A. I thought we made some good moves in free agency. Really love Cade Johnson, the wide receiver we got in free agency. Watch out for him, y'all. Watch out for him. I see an undrafted guy coming out. Reminds me of young Doug Baldwin. Not saying his game, but his mindset reminds me of Doug. His mindset. Really like what I see from some of our free agents. Thought we did the best we could with what we had. With that being said, let's not get in this position again, 12s. Three draft picks is unacceptable. I give us a C. I really like these players. I like what I see. But truth be told, I want to see more. I want to see more. Hi, Mike, the Sports Guy Podcast, NFL Draft Review of my Seattle Seahawks. Once again, shout out to my 12s. Look, I love y'all. I got more coming for y'all this NFL season. We are going game by game this year, y'all. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. Let's go. Woo! I love y'all. Peace.